this fight.
Oh, my darling. Gorgeous. I know this great little place on Saturn where we can be alone. Your love, Neptune, Jane.
As I was saying, it's for your party next week. Now, let's see. For party decorating plan A, press printed selection sensor B on side C of box. I guess that would be here. Oh, that's terrific, Mom. My friends will be knocked out.
Oh, blow them out on your boy. Oh, this is a wand.
To recall party decor selection, simply press.
Hey, what's all this?
I told Judy she could have a little party next week.
Looks like the party's on me.
Just a few kids from right around here in our own universe.
Hey, that's nice. I'll organize some games for you.
Thanks all the same, Daddy, but we just want to dance.
Dance? Great. Your mother and I will show you kids what dancing's all about. Not bad, huh?
Daddy, if you dance like that in front of my friends, I'd have to go live in another galaxy.
Why?
Oh, Daddy, your dancing went out with fossil fuels. It's practically 20th century. Oh, please, please promise me you won't dance like that at my party. Please?
Okay, sure, Judy. It's a promise.
Thank you, Daddy. Thank you. I haven't been so relieved since you promised not to sing at my last party.
Notice I only promised to not dance like that. I didn't say we wouldn't dance some other way.
You can't dance any other way.
Not now, but by next week, I'll do all the latest stuff. That kid is in for the surprise of her life. We're gonna take dancing lessons. You have anything for the parking meter, honey?
I didn't bring my purse.
Ah, the heck with it. The worst thing that can happen is just a little old parking ticket.
Violation, 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 violation. 111.
Okay, I do have some. Here.
Hello. Welcome to Intergalactic Dance Studios, just one of 29 million franchise studios in over 1 million known galaxies.
My wife and I would like...
One of our dance instructors will be with you in a moment. Thank you for coming. Nobody's here, George. Let's go.
I'll have this one fixed in a minute, folks. First time both of them went fluey at the same time.
Both of what?
Both robot dance instructors. There. This one's all yours.
Yeah. Well, hi there. Robot dance instructors? This is our dancing teacher?
Well, what did you think I was? An overly graceful gumball machine?
We want to learn all the latest dances and fast.
Oh, goody. I get to try out my new circuit. And let's start with this beauty, and then we'll get to the beat. And step, and step, and step, step. And a 1, 2, 3, and a step, step. Oh, are you ever good? Hey, let's see. I taught you the Saturn snug, the Mercury melt, and the Borealis Borgo bounce. See, we've never, never had a failure.
Your turn, George.
Make way for a dance king fling.
And here we go, swivel hips. You watch me, then you try. And let's start with that simple step.
No, you're not Debbie here. It's step and twist and kick, not stumble and stomp and wrench and lurch. Oh, impossible, impossible! Why me with the first hopeless flop? You're impossible!
Good boy. Now you've done it.
Is the other teacher available? Maybe we could try again.
She's better than he is, but forget it. He was right. You're hopeless.
I really wanted to dance at my daughter's party next week.
Gosh, that's a shame. However, I just might have an answer here for you. A little invention I've been tinkering with on the side. But I'd appreciate it if you'd keep it confidential till I work out the bugs.
Bugs? They look okay to me. Just like ordinary shoes.
Ordinary, except for this little switch on the heel. See there? It's got your settings for all your dances. Any kind. Rock, punk, plus all the newest stuff. Borgle, bounce, everything.
Do you mean to say these shoes do the dancing?
Yep. The secret's in the multi-directional micro-speed jets with the gyroscope light sensors. Slip them on.
Oh, George, wouldn't it be a kick if they worked?
Yeah, it would.
To stop, just flip that little switch on the heel.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, they're sensational.
Anybody wearing those is automatically the best dancer there is.
How much do you want for them?
Well, better just take them on a trial basis. They're still in the experimental stage.
Well, George, there's one stage where you're going to be in the spotlight.
Tell you what, let's walk home. Then I can really loosen up these shoes.
What is that?
I don't know. Must be one of those bugs he was talking about.
Stop it, George. What are you doing?
Break it up. Show's over, Twinkle Toes. Catch you blocking the platform again, and I'll run you in. Got that, Festive Feet?
Yes, sir.
What do you think went wrong?
I think I better get my own shoes back on. It won't come off. It won't budge at all. My feet must have swelled up.
What'll we do?
Go back in the studio and get that repair guy to take them off, I guess. No, not again. Wow, that was close.
Yes, but you shouldn't have run from a police officer.
Who was running? These crazy shoes danced me out of there. Boy, am I going to give this repair jerk a piece of my mind.
Well, look who we have here. Old Tangletussies is back.
Where's that guy that fixed you?
Ooh, aren't we testy today? It so happens that right after he undid the havoc you caused my main circuits, he had a rush repair call to Planet Zook in the RX-9000 galaxy.
Oh, no. What'll we do, George?
I don't know. Any minute these shoes could...
Oh, my! You really can dance! Oh, you're divine! I could dance with you like this forever!
Yeah, forever! That's it, Rosie! Oh. Nice try anyway, Rosie. Can't even scratch it. Must be forged out of some new carbonic process. Rosie, where did you say Jane went?
To the hairdresser's, Mr. J. Is there something I can do for you?
See if you can find me a shoehorn.
A shoehorn? A shoehorn. Shoehorn. Shoehorn.
Aha! Aha! No wonder. Says here the material these shoes are made of come from planet 12 of the 84th universe of galaxy 932DJ.
Hi, Dad. I'm afraid I got a problem.
You've got a problem? At least you didn't dance your way into it.
Yeah, I did. Well, one of my teachers waltzed me into the principal's office because you didn't sign my report card. He wants to see you right away.
Not a chance. I'm having big trouble with my feet. Get your mother to go.
What's wrong? You got athlete's foot?
More like athlete's shoe.
I'll get it. It's Mr. Spacely, Dad. He said it's urgent.
Yeah, boss. What can I do for you?
Jetson, get down here and get here fast. We've got to fight off a Cogswell takeover, and I want you to impress the bankers. We've got to convince them we're a straight-up and sober-minded organization with the grit and gumption this rough-and-tumble industry requires.
Yes, sir. But right now, I've got a little trouble here with my...
Get here as fast as you can, Jetson. Move it, now!
Oh, boy.
Please, Dad. The principal's waiting.
Okay, let's go. We'll stop off on the way to the office.
Shoehorn. Shoehorn? Horn, shoe. Shoehorn. Shoehorn.
Thanks, Rosie, but I gotta go now.
Mr. Jetson, in not signing your son's report card within the specified period, you set a bad example for him. As a role model, you should present yourself as a dedicated and serious-minded parent, with your feet planted firmly on the planet. Out! Out! Out!
And that, gentlemen, is how I put together an organization of hard-hitting, no-funny-business, upper-echelon executives. We have made Space League Sprockets number one in the sprocket industry. Yes? Jetson. And this gentleman is the very man who is the epitome of this firm's level-headedness. I give you George Jetson.
Hiya, fellas. Pleased to meet you, gentlemen.
You might say Jetson here is the personification of Space League Sprockets. Except for me, of course. Jetson, stop that. Get down from there. Jetson, you're fired.
Oh, boy, what a mess. If that repair guy isn't back soon, I'm going to dance my way to total destruction.
Hello? Welcome to Intergalactic Dance Studios.
Oh, be quiet. Where's...
Ooh, we're back for another dance together, are we?
No, silicone breath. I'm here to get hold of that repair bozo. Is he back yet?
No.
Look, here's my card. If you can get in touch with that repairman, have him call me right away.
I will. Hey, but wait, can't we dance a little before you go?
Ah, get lost.
Wow, look at that kid go.
I don't know how he does it.
Excuse me, ma'am. What's going on?
They're shooting some kind of documentary on kid street dancing.
Oh, thank you.
That's it. Camera, frame it tighter. Terrific shot.
Oh, no.
Who needs these kids? Put the camera on that guy over there. Buddy, you dance like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I gotta go.
Wait, pal. I got a sensational inspiration. How would you like to have your very own Space Vision show?
Me? My own show? A George Jetson show?
You bet. You'll be an absolute sensation. It'll be an intergalactic hookup. We're talking big numbers, fella, for the George Jetson Dance King Hour.
Well, sure. Why not? Up to now, the shoes have only made a mess of things.
Fella, next Friday is your first broadcast. You're going to be rich and famous.
Rich? Famous? Next Friday? No, not Friday. I got to be at my daughter's party.
No problem. We'll do the show direct from the party.
Sure, we could, couldn't we? After all, I am the Intergalactic Dance King.
What did I tell you, Chief? Is he something or is he something?
In all my time as president of the Nebulous Broadcasting System, I've never seen anything like it. Clear 1 hour of prime time. Next Friday night.
Yes, sir. We'll cut loose with the biggest promotion hype in the history of the industry.
Go for it.
Watch the greatest dance sensation in all the known galaxies tonight at 8. Don't miss George Jetson, Dance King.
Look, Dad, up in the sky. What does it say?
George Jetson, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Gentlemen, let me assure you that this no-good, worthless George Jetson has no connection with Spacely's Sprockets.
That's why we called, Spacely. We had no idea he was the George Jetson, the famous dancer.
To put it bluntly, Spacely, we'll only help you crush Cogswell if your firm is still connected with the intergalactically prestigious George Jetson name.
Oh, yes, of course. You may rest assured that blessed and wonderful man is now and always will be a key part of Spacely's Sprockets. Great giggling goofballs. Now I've got to find that boob and rehire him.
Let me through, please.
Out of the way, please.
Will you look how all the hype paid off?
I wouldn't be surprised if Jetson ends up president.
Will he be coming through here? Will we get to see George Jetson and maybe even touch him?
No, he's already up there in his apartment, lady. Go home and watch him, folks, along with the biggest audience in space vision history.
You can't let Daddy dance at my party, Mom. I'll just die.
There, there, honey. Daddy has to dance at your party. It's being broadcast throughout all known space.
Okay, people, clear the way. We're on the air in 2 minutes. Where is he?
You mean George? Oh, he's waiting in the kitchen for his entrance cue.
Cameraman, everybody. Now remember, when he makes his entrance, there will be 300 billion people and extraterrestrials watching.
Elroy, you fine, fine boy. Why didn't you tell me your father was the famous dancer everyone's talking about?
I guess I, forgot to mention it. I better go see how he's doing.
Just think, he actually danced at our school.
Where's my boy? Where's Spacely Sprocket's very own dancing miracle? Where's my guaranteed lifetime employee?
Quiet, everybody! 50 seconds, 49, 48.
Ooh, we are having a party, aren't we? Well, I remember you, your busy feet's wife. Well, when you see Mr. Jetson, tell him I contacted the repairman out in Galaxy XK-13, and he said to tell him to just put the left shoe in water, and it will permanently deactivate the pair.
Wonderful! I'll tell George.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Not now, Astro. Go away. What's he want, Rosie? Food?
No.
I guess he wants a supporting role. Well, there's room for only one star in this family.
Hey, Dad. If it's his shoes, how do you know they'll dance when you want them to?
I got it all under control now, Elroy. I just give my heels a kick to start them and another kick to stop them.
Ah.
Rosie, if he wants out, let him out. But keep him quiet.
He doesn't want out, Mr. J.
2, 1, we're on the air.
It's the George Jetson Dance King Hour, live from a party at the home of the Dance King himself. And now, here he is, the greatest dancer in all recorded history, our star of stars, George Jetson!
He doesn't want out. He doesn't want his dinner. He doesn't want to be petted. He just wants water.
You're on, Mr. Jetson.
Wowee, wow! This dance is so new, I've never heard of it. It's the positive greatest.
Yeah, I'll say it's different. I love it.
I'll let you in on a little secret, George.
What's that?
You know back there a couple of minutes ago, before you became the Dance King?
Uh-huh.
Well, you always were my Dance King.
How about that? When they're wet, they expand instead of shrinking up. Boy, am I glad to be out of those.
Judy's so proud of you. She's even signing autographs because she's your daughter.
And Elroy's not only back in school, but he was made student body president. But I think I did the right thing by giving it all up. After all that business with the shoes, I never want to hear the word dance again.
Ah!